Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're exploring facing adversity. It's a part of the human experience, and we will define how to rise up and overcome adversity. Let's get into it. Adversity is a test. A challenge that forces us to decide who we truly are. Will we break under the weight of hardship and pressure, or will we rise to the occasion stronger and wiser than before? Life does not always unfold the way we expect. Pain, setbacks, and obstacles appear when we least expect them and threatening to hold us down. But you know, within every challenge lies an opportunity, a chance to grow, a chance to transform, and also an opportunity to emerge more powerful than ever. Rise up. It's a transformation of those who refuse to be defined by their struggles. It is for the fighters, the dreamers, and the survivors who know and understand that adversity is not the end of the road. Let me say that for the people in the back. Adversity is not the end of the road. It's actually the beginning of something greater. And through real life strategies for resilience and understanding how to shift your mindset from being a victim to a victor. And it's all about finding strength in pain and purpose and struggle. And it's about building resilience and turning your setbacks into opportunities and rising every time you fall. You gotta get up. That's what it's all about. And embrace that journey, the journey of transformation and self-discovery. And it doesn't matter where you are or what you face, you have the power to rise up. Rise up out of whatever your situation is, whatever it is you're struggling with. You are not your past. You're not defined by your past, your failures, or your hardships, or any of the things that have brought you pain and, you know, so much trauma. You are defined by your ability to overcome all of those things, and it's time to break free from what's ever holding you back. Now is your time to rise up. Rise up out of the struggle. Rise up even better than before. It may be tough. It may seem so far away, but you can rise up. It's all in the mindset that you cultivate, and we're going to get into that. You know, life itself, it's an uphill battle. It's not always smooth sailing. We face setbacks. We all face disappointments, losses, and challenges that could knock us down to the ground. So understand that this episode isn't about pretending those difficult times don't exist or minimizing the pain that they cause you. It's about us all acknowledging the reality of adversity and exploring how to cultivate the adversity that we've all experienced at some form, at some point of our life. And resilience, unpack that, understand the strength and the mindset needed to rise up, to rise above. We're going to get real and raw about the struggles that we've all encountered and explore how to not just survive adversity, but how to thrive in spite of it. We'll explore what it truly means to overcome adversity, discuss the common obstacles that can hinder our ability to rise up, and unpack practical strategies for building resilience, cultivating hope, and finding strength in the face of challenges. We'll be honest about the emotional toll of facing difficult times, but also celebrate the immense power of the human spirit to learn, to adapt, and ultimately triumph. So what does it mean to rise up in the face of adversity? It's all about being resilient. You have to bounce back from all of your setbacks. No matter what, you can rise up. You have to find that strength. And also, most importantly, you have to constantly grow and evolve. Learn from your mistakes and become stronger and wiser through all of the adversity that you face. And you have to have hope. You have to maintain a positive outlook and believe in a brighter future. And most importantly, you have to be determined. You have to have determination, a firm belief to keep moving forward. Even when things are tough, the road gets bumpy and things get tough. Especially for us in the U.S., we're living in a really interesting time right now. The world is crazy. The world is chaotic. And you have to be determined to move forward and make your mark in the world. No matter what you're going through, you have to rise up. You have to rise above it. You have to also have self-belief. Believe in yourself, trust in your ability to overcome challenges, to overcome doubt, to overcome fear, and be courageous and push yourself to rise and beat the odds. So I want to unpack a few things. What could hinder our ability to rise up? Being negative, constantly criticizing yourself. That will dim your light and also your confidence and motivation. And also you have to think about, what are you believing in? Are you negative? Do you have a lot of negative thoughts and beliefs? Because that can stop you from reaching your potential, and that can also hold you back. And also, what does your support group look like? Some people don't have that proper support, feeling isolated, feeling alone in the struggle. So you have to have that level of support. Also, another thing that holds a lot of people back is fear of failure, the fear of making mistakes or not being good enough. So some people just sit still and don't do anything. And another one is giving up too easily. Whatever your goals are, don't give up. Not having the perseverance to keep going when things get hard. So I want to go over strategies on how you can become an overcomer through adversity and rise up. Acknowledge what you're going through. Don't deny reality. A lot of people are in denial. Don't be in denial of what you're facing. Understand it so that you can identify how to face it and tackle your struggles head on. Because remember, you are not defined by your struggles. You're defined how you rise above them. So focus on your strengths. Identify areas that you are strong in, and also cultivate that. Invest in yourself. Find strategies. Be resourceful. What are some things that you can do to conquer this situation that you're going through? And learn from all of your experiences, and learn from other people's experiences around you. Some people, they have to go through things. They don't want to take any advice, and they're simply just going to go through whatever they're going through. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes the people around you, look around, they experience what you're going through and they made it out. So you can learn from what they went through, or most importantly, you can learn from what you experienced in the past and become a better you. Reflect on what you've learn from those challenges and how you can grow through it. Don't just go through challenges in life. You have to grow through challenges in life, and understand that, you know, it's really about your mindset and the goals that you set and how you cultivate those goals, and set realistic goals and don't be unrealistic with yourself, and have that level of mindfulness and self-awareness and cultivate hope. Focus on the possibilities for the future and believe in your ability to overcome, because you are an overcomer. And celebrate all of the things that you've accomplished, all of your progress, no matter what. And overcoming adversity is not easy. Trust me, we all know about that. Anyone that's overcame anything in life, it wasn't easy, but it does require key ingredients. It requires courage. It requires you to have resilience, and it requires a willingness for you to keep going. Even when you feel like giving up, never give up. Push through, and with whatever little strength you have, rise up. And don't let anything keep you down. Understand that whatever you're going through, it's just temporary. It's not permanent unless you give up, unless you stop trying. And don't ever, 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 ever in life give up. Never give up. Always keep pushing. always keep trying no matter what you're facing in life. And I know some things feel more challenging than others, and some things feel so hard and tough to push through. But once you push through with all of your might, with all of everything that you have in you, because you're determined and you don't want to give up on yourself, you'll be surprised at what you can accomplish. You will be surprised when you look back and wonder how you made it through. How did you find the strength to rise above adversity? And it's all in your mindset. It's all in your belief. Believe in you, believe in yourself, believe in all of your capabilities to push through whatever you're going through. Rise up out of that situation. You're not defined by your struggles, and you're not defined by your circumstances or your situation. So you have to take this moment to reflect. It's two things you can do. You can do absolutely nothing and you could lose, or are you a winner? Push through and put your mind and give it your all, put your head in it, and just keep pushing, keep striving, and you too can push through and rise above adversity. And always remember, adversity is not the end of your story. It is the beginning, and you are just getting started. You are in the beginning of your transformation. Every challenge you have ever faced, every setback that has tested your spirit, has shaped you into the person that you are today. You have learned and grown and discovered a strength within you that many never realized they possess. So understand how to rise up out of adversity. It's not about never falling again or failing in life. It's about knowing that when you do, you have the power to stand back up. You have the power to get back up again. Life will always bring obstacles, but now you know how to face them. You understand the struggles is not a sign of failure. It's a path of wisdom. It's a path of resilience. And it's a path of growth. So as you move forward, remember this. You are stronger than your circumstances. And you are more powerful than your past. And you are capable of rising above anything that tries to hold you down. Keep pushing forward, keep believing in yourself, and keep rising. Your story is far from over, and the best is yet to come. So go out and show the world what you are made of, and rise above the adversity in your life. We are living in a troubling time, and life can be challenging, but you have to understand that you can rise above and rise and shine in the midst of adversity. You can't go through life and expect not to have adversity. So it's all about how you navigate. It's all about your intellectual capabilities. And it's all about your self-awareness. How are you going to overcome these challenges in your life? So what challenges, that you want to rise above? Unpack that. Think about that. Let that sink in. Ask yourself, what challenges do you need to overcome today? And apply how you can rise up and overcome them, the different strategies. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to rise above any adversity you face. Embrace your inner strength, cultivate hope, and never give up on your dreams. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. And if you need any additional motivation, my book, Rise Up, Book of Poetry, a book of so many inspirational poetries written all by me, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today. I'll see you next time.